Hi, this is Jennifer Smith with True Love Scam Recovery. I myself married a con man, thinking he was my dream man. And there are a lot of us out there, men and women, who have been true love scammed by either men or women. And I'm hoping my experience can help many other people skip this event entirely. It is not fun, to say the least. So anyone can be scammed, that's the truth. Any person on the earth. And sociopaths, which are con men, con artists, are known technically as people of antisocial personality disorder, or they are called antisocial psychopaths. One thing I come across frequently is a misinterpretation of the word antisocial when talking about antisocial psychopaths, people of antisocial personality disorder, aka sociopaths. They are very social. Antisocial, in this context, means they carry out behavior that goes against society, society's norms. Anti is Latin for against, and the word social in antisocial refers to society. So antisocial psychopaths go against or behave outside the expected and accepted normality in any particular society. And indeed they do. One sure test to see if the person that you are involved with and confused by and really seriously wondering about so much that you're online Googling and listening is to ask yourself this one question and answer it with a one-word answer. The question is, what is one word you would use to describe this person? If you said monster or evil, absolutely, you are ensnared with a sociopath. I can help. You're not alone. 1 in 25 people on the earth these days is said to be a sociopath, a person of antisocial personality disorder, not to be confused with a narcissist. A narcissist is someone of narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD. A sociopath, antisocial personality disorder, ASPD, or antisocial psychopath, is very different than a narcissist. A sociopath is certainly narcissistic. Their entire world is about them. On a very primal level, they care only about self-survival. They are pathological liars. They lie about everything under the sun. Anything we think we know about them is barely the tip of the iceberg. And I will tell you, we really don't want to see the rest of the iceberg. A narcissist is not a pathological liar. They are not pleasant to be around. They are not nice to be involved with. They are damaging to their children and mean as partners, but they aren't sociopaths. So I am talking about a sociopath, antisocial psychopath, someone with antisocial personality disorder. So again, if your gut response to the question, how could I in one word describe this person that is causing me so much pain? If that answer is monster or evil, you are certainly with a sociopath and not a narcissist. So I plan to offer information, insight, support, encouragement. Sociopaths target gorgeous, amazing, beautiful human beings, the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the most loving, giving, loyal, supportive people on the planet. There is nothing wrong with us. There is everything wrong with them. These are not relationships. They're crimes. Sociopaths enter our lives through our open hearts rather than breaking down a door or breaking through a window. Nevertheless, they are crimes, unrecognized as such at this point, but here we are exposing this, and you're part of that, I'm part of it, and We've got to learn the way, the path, find the way to create value out of all of it. And we can do that together. So signing off for now, this is just part one of True Love Scam Recovery Podcasts with Jennifer Smith. Thank you so much. Here's to real true love and happiness. Time to thrive.